Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes.
Hugh, one of the great things about loving wine the way we do is there's always room for surprises. It's a big world out there, and somebody is always turning up something new that you've never tasted before. And one of the best examples are Greek wines, which I know I had no real interest in until a couple of years ago when I did a comprehensive tasting. I was blown away. A lot of good stuff there.
Absolutely. I mean, for most Americans, Greek wines are a mystery. Most of them are varietals we are not normally familiar with. And the entire category is overshadowed by a style of wine called retsina, which is a white wine infused with pine sap, which is sort of, in many cases, notoriously bad. And that's kind of, I think, tainted the entire category. So the category of green wines tends to be overlooked except in Greek restaurants. And that's a shame. There are a great many very charming Greek wines available, and they can be great, great values. You know, we should not lose sight of the fact that the Greek wine production dates back some 6,000 years. They may not have invented wine, but they certainly developed it. And they loved it enough to, you know, to dedicate a god, Dionysus, to it. So wine was important to the Greeks, and maybe we should, you know, pay a little respect and go back and try some of these interesting wines. Here's a couple of varietals that are worth exploring. One of them is called Assyrtiko, and this is most famous from the Santorini area. This is a lean white with flavors of passion fruit, minerality, and bright acidity. It's sort of like Albarino in some senses. Another white is called Moscio Fiero, and this is a white that originates in the Peloponnese region, and this is a little more fleshy than the Assyrtiko. Think almost like Riesling. And then there's a red called Arioritico, and we'll put this on the website so you don't have to figure out how to spell it. You betcha. This is a full-bodied red with flavors of blackcurrant and plum, somewhat Merlot-like, and it's a softer style red. So those are some of the varietals we'll talk about. Quickly, a couple of wines. Producer called Semele. This wine is called Feast. It's a white Moscio Fiero 2019. Sells for $13. This was a distinctive fruity white with flavors of citrus and bright acidity, approachable and enjoyable aperitif or with food. I liked it. Another white, this is from Askitikos, and this is an Assyrtiko, which is the other white I mentioned. 2019 vintage, $14. This is a little more tropical fruit in character than the Moscio Fiero. Similar body, a little lime and mango over bright acidity, and again, medium-long finish. Now, two reds. Both of them are Arioritico, that's the grape. One is from a producer called Saint-Or, and it's from the St. George is the name of the wine, $13. Blackberries with a touch of spice, medium-bodied red, rounded fruitiness and a supple tannin, very enjoyable. And then from another producer called Tetramithos, Arioritico, 2019, $14, deep red, aromas of plum and violets over relatively well-textured and good-length wine. So there's four examples of three different Greek varietals, all of which I can wholeheartedly recommend, and they're all under $14 a bottle. If I had to pick, I'm going to pick two for my values because I'm going to pick one white and one red. The Semele Feast Moscio Fiero at $13 is a terrific white example. And the Saint-Or Saint-George Arioritico as the red, also at, excuse me, this one's at $11 a bottle. Those are two great values. So go enjoy some good Greek wines and let's all learn a little bit.
And we assure you we're going to put this on the website because I don't understand a word you said. But anyway, the Greek wines, let the mystery stop. Let's go out and try some because they're just wonderful.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.